Hello, comrade, and welcome. From Russia we hail. But where are my manners? I'm Dmitry.
I'm Mikhail. It's big time news on your television set. When it comes to equality,
our people holler net. Listen to the Kremlin, take heart to its words. It's the birds and the bees, not the birds with other birds.
If you live under rock, listen closely to this stanza. Gulags for those spreading
homosexual propaganda. Mother Russia, anti-gay. We've been like this since the Soviet day. All of you people who swing the wrong way should stay in the closet, not in public display. Mother Russia, anti-gay. We won't stand for your moral decay. Don't go and corrupt our youth of today with your all-you-can-eat hot sex buffet.
Borscht, vodka, cigarettes are staples in our diet.
Russian men so manly, every day's a pussy riot.
Here's the real message from this mafia state.
Buy mail order bride so you can procreate.
Pay no attention to the human rights. We are shining in the words of House Stark. Winter Olympics is coming.
Listen to the slogan and observe the logo. It's the Sochi Winter Games.
No, 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 homo. Mother Russia, anti-gay. We've been like this since the Soviet day. All of you people who swing the wrong way should stay in the closet, not in public display. Don't go and corrupt our youth of today with your all-you-can-eat hot sex buffet.
Hello and welcome to Two Men Lose Trial Run here in beautiful Sochi, Russia. Oh, and what a start! Textbook KGB.
Accepting ourselves.
We learned this
a place
in the academy.
Where boys, pups, and subs alike can kick back and discuss things amongst themselves. Email your questions to boyneil@houseofmnsm.com. That's boyneil, N-E-A-L.
Well, we're here for another week of the show. It's good to see everyone on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yay!
Master's got a weird look on his face, so Maple I don't Leafs. Know if this is broadcasting or not. But
we're broadcasting.
Maple
Hello?
Leafs,
Hello?
Long sport.
Why is my headphone sound so quiet?
Mine
they
is
just
so
sound
killer
like
loud.
Hello?
I can hardly hear myself think.
Well...
I'm not touching that one.
All right, how's that, boy? Is it? Oh, okay. Now, wow, that is a little loud. All right, let me
mine's
turn it down.
Off.
I told you mine was a little loud.
All right, well, fuck with yours until it comes back up. All right, better?
Yep.
So
I'm
is
okay.
Everybody getting ready for their Super Bowl, or are they just like us, waiting to watch the commercials?
Yeah, which we're not going to get.
I turned the TV back on.
Oh, did you? I turned it off. Oh,
I know.
I didn't want to waste hydro.
Oh.
Yeah, don't waste hydro. Hydro bad.
But anyway, so it's back on wasting hydro. So anyway, we had a good week this week. Not a lot. It was a free weekend, as we call the few that we have.
So, boy, what exactly is a free weekend for the House of MNSM?
No events.
Yeah, no events.
Other than the ones we create in the dungeon. But anyway. We have a special guest this week.
I'm not sure if we can see your special guest.
I don't know. Well, you have to pull him next to you. You got him sitting there all alone.
Oh, no, he's right behind you.
No, you got to get him closer to you, Master. Here, hold up.
All right. Oh, God.
We found out he's
all right, Hunter Pup. And you know what?
Hunter
you,
Pup is a big
You got
boy.
Those the manacles where I had you tied up today, or a boy tied up
oh,
today,
yeah,
right in
Alex.
Your face.
Oh.
So just we'll have to get that moved.
Oh, I'll get those.
All right,
hold
yeah, because it's right in the middle of your head, boy. There we go. So, blah, blah, blah. Awesome. That's much better. Okay. So I took the dildo out of his pants.
Yeah, if anyone didn't see the Facebook post, he was a real busy boy on Wednesday night. And we found out he's a big boy, actually, too, when we were tying him up and putting him on all the equipment that's going to be used at the Claw Dungeon. Or, no, Claw Playroom. It's not a dungeon. It's a playroom.
Yes, it is a playroom at Claw.
So anyway, so that was fun. If you haven't seen the Facebook posts, you can ask one of us for them, and we can repost them or whatever, send them to you. Yeah, he was a pooped pup, too.
I think.
Oh, some other pooped pup. Pup Dakota is pooped. Dakota, he cooked for 800 yesterday for breakfast, lunch.
Big family.
And breakfast and lunch and breakfast today, too. Wow, I guess so. Something's cooking for some kind of a party.
Gee, really?
But anyway, so this weekend was free. Next weekend, if you haven't seen my posts, it is Gay Bingo weekend for me. I'll be volunteering at Gay Bingo at the Westminster Presbyterian Church on Delaware Avenue in beautiful Buffalo, New York. The color is blue. They keep changing the color.
So explain to us what that is, Buena.
They just decide to use the colors of the rainbow to go through and every... So they want people that are going to go there to wear blue.
They should associate alcohol to match the color to be able to put up with Gladys.
Oh, yeah.
She, well, she was all right last couple weeks.
She was better. She got talked to because like 3 weeks, 3 months ago, she got really drunk. And then it went really. You were there. No,
I wasn't there. Isn't that the
really
one she fell off the stage?
Long, and she actually fell off the stage and hurt herself. And so she didn't drink as much. But they started doing this whole color thing, and then I, of course, had to introduce them. I guess got booted again, if anyone's keeping track.
Yeah, me too.
But anyway, they associated the color. I showed them the colors of the hanky code. So now every week they look up the hanky code. Oh, it's blue this week. Last month was green. This is, oh, that's your color. That's your color. I said, yeah, it is. When I brought it all up was when the color was actually yellow. And I said, do you know what yellow? No, I think it was red, actually.
Oh, fisting?
Fisting, yeah. We had conversations about that.
So my question is, what blue are you going to tell them? Because there's so many different shades of the blue.
Yeah,
are you
going to
go light
know.
Blue cocksucker? What are you going to do, boy?
No, I think it should be the dark blue.
Which is?
Which is for BDSM, correct?
Black is BDSM.
Black is BDSM. Blue is bondage,
I think.
Right? I think. I don't know. I always have to look them up.
I studied
I think,
once.
You know what, blue bondage. Hang on. I remember that one.
I don't know. I'll verify that.
Yeah. You wear a blue hanky, sir, so you should know.
I wear a black hanky, boy.
Don't you wear a blue one, too?
No.
Sometimes. I thought you did.
Well, if it does, it's in the left pocket.
I just got to Allentown. What the hell is this about?
Allentown. I don't know. Allentown. You did that before. That's Allentown's in Buffalo. It's where the bars are in Buffalo, New York, gay bars.
I typed in hanky code, and it took me to an ad for Allentown.
Huh? That's unusual.
All right, so what are we going to talk about on the show tonight?
Anyway, it's interesting we're going to talk about, and I guess it keeps coming up. All the uproar, you know, is going on about the Sochi Olympics. And, you know, I'll be honest, and Alex, put in light blue, please, because we know that's cocksucking. Okay, we're going to music now, I guess. If we can figure out how to turn the music off. Nope, it's still there.
Seriously, I'm trying to figure out what this is.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Fucker.
I
Someone's
have no
scratching.
Idea.
Oh,
no idea where that was coming from.
It's, wow. It's possessed.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I had to reload the database and everything tonight. So.
But anyway, and everyone's talking about the Sochi Olympics, and a lot of people are getting really upset because of the laws in Russia and Putin and all that they put in place, the laws they've recently made it illegal to show any gayness in public at all. You'd be arrested for it, meaning showing a rainbow flag, holding hands.
Oh, showing a rainbow flag. Flag and rainbow. That's a different hanky code, too,
yeah,
I learned today.
We found out, yeah. What was the rainbow hanky?
Vomit.
Vomit, yeah.
Just so everybody knows, light blue... His cocksucker wants to have somebody suck his cock. Blue, Robin's egg blue is 69.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything, I like that one, but it's been a
medium
while.
Medium blue is a cop. Light blue is a cop sucker.
Okay. A cop.
So anything
sucker?
Blue cop is sucker. A good thing.
Blue, navy blue is a fucker. The top, fucky bottom. Air Force blue is a pilot / flight attendant. other side is likes flyboys. Light blue with white stripe is sailor. The other one was looking for the sailor. Teal, blue, cock and ball torture.
Okay.
Which that was what I was thinking, yeah. So
So which
so
blue?
Anything blue.
Black is S&M.
Right. So which blue should I be taunting?
Where's one that says
for that
in chastity?
Week. Oh. But anyway, what we were talking back to the subject was Russia and the Sochi Olympics and all the stuff that Putin and the Russian government has done. You can't show a rainbow flag. You can't hold hands in public. You dare not tell anybody you are gay. There can be no showing of it, which they said they are also going to enforce during the Olympics, which is going to make this thing really crazy because...
You know people are going to do something.
Only
stuff.
Because of it, and they've been admission, there's been not just in the United States but around the world, some gay Olympians that weren't even planning on coming out have now come out because they said, look, I'm coming out because this is happening, and I want to make my stand on it, and it's wrong what's going on there. And I truly didn't, I guess I'd be guilty of it too, I didn't see or understand truly how wrong it is what's going on in Russia. And I saw an article, which this article I'm going to post, and then I further did some research into this gentleman and his organization. And then
let's not call him a gentleman, okay?
Or whatever he is, this person and his organization.
Let's call him a fucknut.
Which is Maxim, is he spells his last name, Martsinkevich. And he's Russian, and he's a neo-Nazi. He's part of the Nazi Party of Russia, and he's kind of like a gang leader almost. He has a gang of neo-Nazi people. He has a group called Occupy Pedophilia. That he started, and you know, it's really scary. There's been a few pictures posted around, and some of them, one of them actually, I do believe, made the national news. And it's some of the things that I'll copy and paste in the chat room as I talk about it. But they, well, a lot of times, what they do is they go on the major social group in Europe. Which I have that link for it here too. In fact, I found his profile actually.
Let's not give his profile. And
no.
The reason being is let's not help him at all.
No, but anyway, the major social network of Russia, which is, it looks like from what I saw, it's kind of a Facebook of Europe, is what it is. A Facebook for Europe, because the profiles in this thing aren't all at a sexual nature. But it turns out, as I was reading, he also actually goes through, and his people will go through gay sex sites, and it gets really bizarre and quirky because he lures these young teenagers in.
Okay, now let's talk about the youngness. Anywhere from 14 to 18.
It says 14 to 18 is what they do, and they are under the basis, or he has taught his people, or his people believe that all gays are pedophiles. But what's very interesting that I find is when he does these postings, it's basically older men making promises to younger boys for
sex. And that's
sex.
How he lures them.
And that's how he lures them in. And what makes
so in it, actuality, he's not. I think he's just got the idea of what a pedophile is wrong.
He's like ass backwards.
Yeah, the kid's not the pedophile. It's the person that's abusing them. It's almost like he's got it fucking backwards.
He's like,
right?
He's got it backwards. And what they do, and they've shown some pictures of the humiliation and the beatings, and he did end up, as this article that I posted states, he has been arrested in Cuba because he fled off to try. He tried to hide in Cuba, and there's an agreement with Cuba and Russia that anybody from Russia can go to Cuba for up to 30 days a year. It's like you don't even need a passport or anything. It's kind of like the U.S. and Canada. Only now we do. It's the way it used to be in the U.S. or Canada, I guess. But anyway, the real torture that they do. But anyway, the other thing is he can only face a sentence of 3 to 5 years for all this shit that he's done, and which is really nothing compared to what he's done. And if it's done anything, it's actually, as he thought it would, it's helped his cause. Because now more people, he's the martyr, and more of his gang or clan or whatever you want to call them are now doing more of this. And the Russian government is basically, by these laws, put their stamp of approval on it and almost encouraged it. And some interesting stuff about this man. And a lot of people, and I can attest to this, I think that he could be one of these, and just from watching some of the videos and all I'll post, I think a lot of his people are just, they're masking the fact that they know or they suspect they're gay. He goes by the nickname T-E-S-A-K, T-E-S-A-K, which it stands for Cleaver, because he's actually into knife play. He loves doing knife play. You'll see in these videos, they love when they catch these boys and they're humiliating them. Part of it is they baptize them with piss, as they put it.
So he's just a kinkster.
He sounds, a lot of the shit he does, it sounds like a kinkster.
Yep.
They flog. They have floggers on them. I see a video. But the big thing, are we going to go to break now? Yeah, I think we're going to do a break and then we'll get more into this because it's pretty crazy.
One time I saw a Filipino cab driver cut out a cancer with a rusty butter knife.
You're listening to Boy Neal on House of MNSM Radio. Email in at boyneal@houseofmnsm.com.